and welcome to Under the Plum Bob, a podcast about things related to The Sims. We are people who talk about the game.
Yeah.
Ooh, that dealt real quick. I'm Caitlin.
Hi, it's Jess.
And we're here to do a redo episode,
yeah. Kind
of, because back in the early days of the podcast, episode eight in 2018,
single digits, yeah.
We covered the 100 Babies Challenge, and things have changed since that time. So if you want to go listen to that, where we talk about it, give a good overview, like just a dabble into the 100 Babies Challenge, feel free. But the game's changed so much since 2018.
It really has.
It's been, that's 8 years. No. 6 years. I can do math. Yeah. Oh my god. Well, it's like 5.5 because I think we were trying to figure out because we're like, what packs have come out? And
yeah.
So it's like that was like late 2018, and now it's early 20. So like, yeah, it's five. We'll do 5.5.
5.5 years. Think of all the packs and expansions and all the kinds of updates we've gotten since then.
We've been doing this podcast a long time.
We really have. I talk to a lot of people. It's like, oh yeah, I started like doing all this stuff during COVID. I'm like, we came before COVID.
Before COVID. Years before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fact we were just like, this is same old, same old. This changed nothing for us.
Yeah. We business as usual.
Trucking along. But to go quickly over what the 100 Babies Challenge is, even though it is one of the like de facto challenges, I'd say. Here's the sum up. You create a matriarch, and we're going to follow the lead of the Sims 400 Baby Challenge rules that we are quoting. We're going to be using female pronouns for the matriarch, but we'll probably refer to them as the matriarch most of the time. Find donors, and we're going to refer to them as dads or daddies, because daddies is fun to say, mm-hmm. frankly. And then you have 100 babies in as few generations as possible.
Yeah.
That's it. And you just can't duplicate daddies.
Yep.
Unless it's twins or multiple births.
Yeah. Basically just one pregnancy from one guy. Then you move on to the next guy.
If you don't want to, that can be it. That's all you have to do. Because again, these are silly challenges for your game. Do what you want. Play how you want.
Yep.
But there's way more to it if you want to follow the rules. And like, we're going to go through with packs that we think were helpful towards or hurtful. Things that will make this challenge more complicated for you to make it more interesting since 2018.
We have experience playing since 2018. Caitlin does, anyway.
You can hear my tale of woe.
Yeah.
But before we do that, it wouldn't be an episode that I'm on if we don't go back to Sims 2 for a quick second. Where this challenge originates. It couldn't originate in Sims 1 because you couldn't grow up children. So.
Nope.
Nobody died, so it was what it was.
Yep.
So back in Sims 2, Andrea Cat of Mod the Sims wrote the Cheesecake Challenge, which is where really this stems this challenge. In Sims 2, eating cheesecake could cause your Sims to have twins, which is terrifying. So your goal is to have 100 babies and 50 pregnancies, or less. And in it is the backbone of the current challenge. No using the baby daddies twice. And the dads can't participate in helping, and you have to kick the teenagers out ASAP. Also, she had a rule that the matriarch could have any aspiration but family, and she recommended romance or pleasure, and I was like, that's terrifying.
That is.
Because they hate children. Like, they don't even like their own. I don't.
Yeah. And I think every time I've started a 100 Baby Challenge family, the matriarch has always been, like, all about the family.
Yeah, you're born for this. Whatever you make, whatever takes over for you is randomized, but you love this.
Yeah, this is your calling.
And in Sims 2, I don't understand people who did this in Sims 2, because keeping pregnant women alive in Sims 2 was a freaking nightmare. Their needs just plummeted.
Oh no.
And having to take care of other things. No.
That's a lot.
I went on vacation with, I think I was doing Legacy, and it was like when I first have the Sims 2 Ultimate Collection, and I was like, we're going to go on vacation because I've never done that before. And She almost died because
I don't know
what happened, but I wasn't paying attention. And when she came back from like something, I was like, you're going to die. And then I was like, we're never going on vacation again. You're staying home. Don't ever leave this house.
Poor Sims. No vacation.
Because I think you had to, I don't know what happened, but it was difficult. They did get updated in Sims 3. Yeah.
The rules were updated by Amise?
Either Amise or Amise. A-M-I-I-S-A-Y.
Yep. And apologies for butchering your name. But they added in rules of the toddlers, children, and teens achieving something before they age up. The toddlers can be aged up as soon as they walk, talk, and use the potty. And then children and teens can be aged up once they have an A and get a message about making the honor roll at school.
So, and that's built into Sims 4 now.
Yeah, that carried over.
I think now the rule is, if you don't have, like, say your base game pack, babies age up as soon as you get the message. Their birthday's tomorrow. Then you can age them up. Toddlers need everything at level 3, I think. Every single skill at level 3. Which for me was always potty training is really the one. Like, you got to get on top of the potty training, but also.
Yeah, that's the one that takes the longest.
As soon as, like, start getting it, because get them to level 2, because then they can take care of it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh my god. A child and a teenager need to get A's. That's it. But eco lifestyle adds some things that can be helpful to this and this challenge. Cottage living does. High school years is really just to have more things for your teenager to be. Yeah. There's no specific thing in there, but just like a little more thing for your teenager to do. Growing together could make it worse or add more. It depends on how much you want to cry. Realm of magic.
How much you enjoy the extra life stages.
Parenthood, crystal creations, and nifty knitting are the packs that we like zeroed in on.
Yeah, they brought a lot to playing the 100 Baby Challenge.
Mm-hmm. Like, get famous isn't gonna, like, there's some stuff with reputation that could maybe help, but like not, like your sim can't be in the acting career, so.
Yeah.
Which is really the point of that. And you could have them live in an apartment if you wanted, but now there's other apartments with other packs, so.
Yeah. So you don't necessarily need certain packs, but this is all like how you want to play the game and what, if you have like all the packs, what helps or hurts. So for the Sims 4 version, the basic rules.
That was added. This is new to the rules.
Mm-hmm. Infants can be aged up once they've tried all the different baby foods. They don't have to like all of them, but they have to at least try them. And they must age up with either the happy infant or top-notch infant traits. So you need to be really on top of taking care of them before you age them up. So have fun. If you don't have growing together, then your infant just pops up into a sitting position after they age up and they can be fed in the high chair immediately. So that makes it a little easier for you.
I was so mad when I saw that. I was like, what the fuck is your kid doing already sitting up? I was.
you were watching my game.
Yeah,
right?
Like, what the fuck is that? Why? How are they moving?
My infant sim just immediately popped up, started scooting across the room.
I've never been so mad in my entire life.
I do not have growing together yet. Yeah, the 14 foods that the infants have to try are applesauce, crushed carrots, homemade hummus, ice cream, mashed mango, mashed peas, oatmeal cereal, papaya paste, pumpkin puree, rice porridge, smashed avocado, smashed lemon, sweet potato puree, and yogurt.
Some of these are wild because I don't know.
They are.
That papaya paste.
I think out of this whole list, like, I think when I was little, I probably would have been fed applesauce, oatmeal, and porridge.
And who wants to eat a smashed lemon? Like, that's not
right?
Good.
That is sour.
Also, this does make the high chair, like, necessary because before, I think one of our tips in the original one was just get rid of that high chair. You don't need it.
Don't need it at all.
But you need it now for to this.
Yeah.
If you don't have, so growing together, yeah, the infants are there, but they're really just little toddlers for the most part. And they just do stuff immediately. We'll cover the difference different experience I had doing this challenge with growing together because I nearly lost my mind. I was having problems.
So many babies all at once.
Yeah, because when I Spoiler alert, when I first started this, my first two pregnancies were two sets of twins. And frankly, I think something broke in my matriarch's head when that happened. It definitely broke in her programming. So she would just get stuck, not because all four of them would be crying and she didn't know what to do. So she just stood there and I was like, they're going to die. She's going to die.
She's going to die. The babies are going to get taken away.
And I fail immediately. Yep. This also begs the question, because none of those four children grew up with the happy infant or top-notch infant. I don't think it took until, I think, the fifth child before I had one that had an unhappy one. So
I think it was your first that was not part of a multiple birth. Yeah. Because you were able to devote some time to them.
None of them got baths because you don't need a bath to live. You can just be dirty. It's fine. I changed your diaper. Get over it. They all had rashes.
They were at least fed and sleeping and...
I guess I said we'd get into it. And then I immediately was like...
Yeah. It's all good. We do that.
But... Yeah. So like the happy infant or top-notch infant, this is also one like, it's your own game. Do what you want. But it does beg the question of like, so I had Sims, they grew up and they got out of the house and they didn't die. But are they not valid because they didn't have a top-notch infant lifestyle? What the hell? We persevered. You survived. Yep. That was really, we were just, let's make sure you can. I was so happy when they went to school. I was like, get out of this house.
I think requiring happy infant or top-notch infant is like playing on hard mode.
Yeah. And I was trying. So like, I think it wasn't until I was in double digits where I actually got to the point where I could feed them some of the food. I think only one has successfully aged up early. And I've had 16 kids grow up and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 7 kids in the house. And out of those 16 kids, no, 23. Out of those 23 kids, one has grown up early. One.
One. Because
I definitely did think, I didn't realize that there were two sets of rules, so I was trying to feed them all this food, but like all the food part's easy. It's not the food part that's the problem. It's how far you will get there, but it's how long it takes to get there. What they have to achieve to get to that point, if you have growing together, is the, and we'll get to that later. I will contain myself for the thing. Okay. But like, I feel like this isn't so bad if you don't have growing together.
Yeah.
This actually, because they can immediately go in the high chair.
Yeah.
Which is bullshit.
Aged up and right into the high chair. Don't need and to roll get, over. Don't need to.
When you just hold stuff your head them up. Full of, you just stuff them full of food. And I did, because I did think I had to feed them all. I did like, you ate it, you got an opinion on it, you stop feeding them, and then you start the next, you pick the next food and you just go down the line. So that's my tip for this, is like, you had two bites of that, great, toss the whole
next
jar
thing. Yep.
Time for crushed carrots. It might take two feedings to get through them, but like the one time I was able to get there, that's what got me there.
just shove them full of baby food, go eat.
I ignored every single child in that house. Because I was like, are you going to grow up 2 days early? Ooh. All right. And so, and here, so that was just base game. And so here we're going to get into the different packs and what they add. We'll start with Parenthood, which I know has been yelled at for not being what the Sims 3 pack equipped. I don't think this is what the Sims 3, what they wanted. Because what was the Sims 3 pack that everyone was mad this wasn't?
Generations.
This was not what this is supposed to be.
No.
I like this pack for the gameplay aspect. This is not trying to be Generations. It's just not. Like, frankly. Well,
this is just a game pack. It's not a full-on expansion like Generations.
And it's about parenting. Do I wish this pack worked better with, like, high school years? Yes. Because it's dumb that it doesn't. Yeah. But.
I wish we had more cross-pack compatibility in this game.
Sims person who's listening to us. Jess, talk to your bosses.
I will. Please. Boss, please.
Bosses. So if Parenthood is installed, teens may not be aged up and moved out of the house until they have an A and at least one character value within trait range. And there's 5 character values. Your matriarch must always stop whatever she's doing to scold or punish her children if you see them or catch them misbehaving. That's a rule I do not do because, frankly, she needs to sleep. So,
although that is one I do because I hate when these kids dump shit all over the house.
Sometimes it can be if they don't do anything else that warrants reward or yelling at. You can catch them like hours later because they just played on the monkey bars. You can still yell at them about it. So yeah. Sometimes you luck out. But yeah, so this is one. If they're sleeping, just let them sleep because let's be honest, that's more important than. And you can make them clean it up after the fact. Yeah. You can be like, clean that up.
You can have the kid clean it up and then have the parent like praise them for cleaning up.
Yes. And there are 5 character values, and we're going to list the 5, and there's ways to raise the manners and decrease the manners. And we'll just go through them quickly. Some of these are much easier than others because some of them within playing the game and the goal, you'll knock them out. Like, frankly, responsibility is always the easiest one to get. But manners, this controls Sims' interactions and reactions towards household activities. So you raise manners by having parents say please and thank you, friendly interactions, setting the table, cleaning the dishes, giving compliments, and for some reason just having the neat trait that just makes you more mannerful. And you decrease manner by swearing, belching, farting, doing rude interactions, taking off clothes around strangers. So, okay, I was wondering how the toddlers were like tanking this so quickly, and I was like, oh, I see.
They're taking off their clothes.
And running around and having the slob trait.
Then you got responsibility, which controls Sims' independence from their parents. You can raise responsibility by completing homework and school projects, getting good grades, performing well at part-time jobs, taking out the trash, repairing broken objects, cleaning the house, and having the perfectionist trait. So like we said, easy.
Done.
Done. Next. You can decrease responsibility by getting bad grades, missing school or part-time jobs, playing in the toilets, making messes, which my Sims do both of those. They play in the toilets and they make messes all the time. Disobeying a grounding or a curfew and having the childish trait. Mm-hmm. This one is the easiest. Yeah, definitely the easiest.
You want your Sim to get an A anyway. And because you, in order to get an A, like you need to have 3 skills in something. So guess what? You're fixing that toilet. Like, oh,
yeah.
Another semi-adult. Great. Can you please cook a meal? Like,
yeah.
I like to assign, like, once they become a teenager, like, once they become a child, those, like, you're gonna garden. That's what you're gonna do, little Susie. Congrats. That's your thing. Yes. You'll do that until you leave. And we'll find you a whatever, the next one's your replacement. So there's one that I have garden, one that I have cook, and, like, one that I have repair. And then if I happen to have 4 in the works, then I'll find something for them to do. But like those are the 3. Like, oh, you're gonna take up painting.
Yeah. You will do something and take care of the younger ones.
Yes. You get to give baths.
Yes.
That is, I said it before and I'll keep saying it. If you have to pick something, just don't give them a bath. They don't need it to survive. They'll just be the smelly house on the corner. It's fine.
It's fine.
Are you dead? No. So shut up. That's how I parent.
These have been parenting tips from Caitlin.
This challenge broke me. Okay, so so conflict resolution, which is one I've never really delved into too much, to be honest, controls how Sims deal with arguments and conflicts. It can be raised by reconciling after arguments, apologizing after negative interactions, having been taught by parents to say sorry. It starts with sorry. Making peace after fights, trying to fix bad relationships, and having the outgoing trait. And it can be lowered by having despised relationships, declaring an enemy. What do you mean that doesn't help conflict? You're being clear. I think, wait, having an enemy is a clear set of, like, I'm setting a clear thing about what I feel about you. I'm putting my boundaries up. I think it's a good cut. Like, if you get next to me, I'll punch you. Yeah, I don't agree.
that resolved that conflict. I don't want to talk to you.
We're done. Fighting and getting into arguments with other Sims and having the hot-headed trait. Also, patron Riki Teak told us having parents feud with other Sims and having the teen or child help the parent fix the relationship also builds conflict revolution. So if you want to set that up, you can.
If you want to have your teen be more adult than your actual adult. That's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's empathy, which controls Sims' ability to understand and share feelings. You can raise that by volunteering as a family, and that gets the kids out of the house for a few hours. playing with the Dr. Playset, asking about negative moods and by calming down, cheering up someone, consoling someone about death, having the good trait, and giving gifts to other Sims. And then you can decrease it by doing mean socials, trolling on the computer, hitting the poor little stuffed animal that I hate. I hate it.
All the time. They take
the time.
All their anger out on it.
The poor stuffed animals. Leave them alone. If you laugh at another Sim's embarrassment, if you mock their sadness, belittle their anger, downplay their stress, scoff at their discomfort, or if you have the mean or evil trait.
Also, because, like, what's the thing? If the stuffed animal's eyes are, they'll only open them if they have positive interactions.
Yeah.
And if you hit them too much, they never open their eyes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, have I ever seen the eyes open?
I have never seen the eyes open because somebody is always beating it. I will say I love volunteering as a family. That is one thing. Not so much in the 100 Baby Challenge, but in my granny called. One thing I would do is, like, every Saturday, the kids would all go out and volunteer for, like, the entire day.
I should do that more, mainly because it does get them out of the house, but it also means the teenagers go too. And like, but because the teenagers are another helping hand, so I would like to have them in the home.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But if it's just kids, then it just gets them out. Because can you send them with just them and keep?
I think you can send just the kids.
Just get out of the house.
Just go.
I do, and I like. I just started playing with the Dr. Playset, and I didn't know that's what it did.
Yeah, I didn't either. I don't think I've ever put it into, like, my houses or anything.
They get it a lot on Christmas. They get it a lot on Winterfest.
Winterfest.
They get it on Winterfest.
I don't know. My family didn't get presents this year because my teenager beat the shit out of Santa.
I saw that. That's right. Does that mean they come back, or... I guess you'll have to wait till next year.
Have to wait till next Winterfest.
That's your heir, isn't it?
Yeah, that's my heir.
You've cursed that family forever. Yep. So
nobody's getting presents ever again. We don't celebrate Winterfest.
We are anti-Winterfest in this house. Mm-hmm. The first time he came to the house, I punched him.
Yep. That fat man's not coming in.
It's just his coat. He's fine.
I know. We're body positive here.
Emotional control is the last one. Sims emotions and how they handle them, which is huge for teenagers because, frankly, their emotions are off the... Whew! Also, side note before I read these, make sure before you're... This is just a general rule if you're raising any kind of family. Be careful when you age them up because if they're having one of their, like, embarrassed by times hundreds emotional things and you age them up, they could die of it.
Yeah.
Because the adults are not meant to handle that emotion, just the teenagers are. So, like, be careful. Be careful out there.
Be careful. They're supposed to sort out their, like, hormones and emotions before they age up.
I don't know. Like, if we all had the emotional swings that we had when we were 15, we'd all just be crying. So, understandable.
Yep.
You can raise emotional control by writing in the journal, jogging to clear mind, listening to classical music, playing instruments with emotion or playing with toys with emotion, blogging about the feelings when in negative mood or having the self-assured trait. I like doing the writing in the journal or jogging to clear minds because those boost other skills as well. So
yes.
I like having those ones. You can decrease them by having an emotional meltdown. What are the odds? Shoving, biting, hitting other Sims, smashing the dollhouse, because the dollhouse also gets it a lot. And then all the kids are crying, destroying school projects, and either having the jealous or erratic trait. But this, I like the parenthood because it does give more, if you manage to get it, like, all the way up with you get benefits, which I didn't write down, but, like, if you, emotional control is the trait you pick and you leave with, like, you can get the trait, you can jog to clear your mind as an adult, and that's normally not an option. You get, like, bonuses for this, which I love because it's, like, this is such a self-care thing to be, like, I'm feeling a lot of feelings, and I got to, like, you can either take it out negatively and, like, end up having that affect your life or treat it better and have that be the way you deal with your emotions. Mm-hmm. I like the message of this pack.
Yes. I love the journal. Every single Sim gets a journal. They write out, even starting as kids, they just write it out.
Yeah, because you can journal with when you're a child.
Mm-hmm. And you take that all the way through the rest of your life.
And you can have an emotional breakdown whenever.
Yeah.
Wasn't that fun?
Oh, yeah. And so relatable.
The next big one that makes a big difference is growing together. Because the rest have impacts, but I wouldn't say quite as big as this one did.
Yeah, this changed so much.
Okay, so if it's installed, infants only need to have 3 mashed baby foods and 1 finger food. A finger food, you say?
Finger foods.
Okay, because they have to reach, they have to, there's milestones in growing together, and there's specific milestones that infants have to reach in order for them to do things that just as special children can just pop up and do, yeah. Which is, I was so mad.
I don't have this pack, and my children are blessed.
I work. Okay. I think I walked away from your stream because I was like, that's it? That's all they have to do if they don't have this pack? Because I think I immediately started playing this, like, that's how long I've been doing this, and I only have like 26 kids of like. I think around the time this came out was when I started thinking about doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, I had to take breaks. Well, the Christmas holiday, like I had to take breaks because I was stressed out. Okay, so to get your toddler to the point, get your infant to the point where they can sit in the high chair, the most basic of things, here's what you have to do. They have to reach a milestone in their gross motor skill. And you do that via tummy time. It's pretty cute. But here are the several milestones that your infant has to do before they can even try to eat the food. The first one, they have to milestone lift their head, which takes a couple of Sims hours. But that everything takes a couple of Sims hours. They have to have a milestone of lifting their head. They have to be able to roll over on their back, and they have to roll over on their tummy. At this point, after those 3 milestones, at this point, the infant can start to do tummy time on their own because they can roll on their stomach. Isn't that exciting?
Woohoo!
So then you can, like, have your parent go do something else because your parent has to be there, or a teenager. And yeah. I'm still upset that a teenager cannot get a parenting skill. I think that's bullshit. They should be able to. like somebody who's babysat knows better than me how to change a diaper. So, like,
yeah, that should count for something in game.
Yeah, I think it should happen. Jess, jot that down.
Writing it down.
So after rollover and tummy, then they have to learn how to creep, and then they have to learn how to sit up. At this point, they can sit in the high chair and you can start stuffing food in their mouth. So it takes 5 milestones that each take several Sims hours to achieve. Once you roll over on tummy and they, because also they sleep a lot, so like you'll have them do tummy time for a while and then they have to eat and go back to sleep, and then you have tummy time again and they're like, oh, now you lift your head, and then they're like, I have to eat and go to sleep again because I that's it.
Yeah.
It's all I can do and I'm tired.
I've been awake too long now.
And they get mad if you keep them awake too long, and some of them have the trait of they don't like being put down, so then they're crying because they're not being held, and you're like, I need you to get over it right now.
Yeah.
So only after the learn to sit up milestone, then they can be put in the high chair. And also why this is happening, they also need to be doing their fine motor skill milestones, because they need to have the 1 finger food, and to eat the finger food, they need to use their pincers. They need to be able to do that. So they have to get to the milestone of pincer grasp. Thankfully, this one, they can kind of be done on their own if you leave them on the little playmat thing. Having them reach for the toys will build this skill set. But here are the milestones they need to reach under the fine motor skills in order to get the pincer food. They need to learn how to wave. Isn't that cute? They need to learn how to reach. They need to learn how to grab. They need to put their toe in their mouth. And then they can pincer grasp.
Yep.
This takes so long. It takes so long for them to reach these milestones.
And my Sims bypassed it all.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even know for a long time about the finger food one. I was just trying to get them, even in the, just getting them into the high chair is really the time consuming thing. Because they need somebody with them for the first three milestones in order to get them in the chair. So, like, if you only have the matriarch, if that's the only one you have, then, and especially in my case where I had four infants at one time for a couple of Sims days.
Yeah.
Like, that, she
that's impossible.
I was like, we're not even going to try. I think I gave up midway through. I was like, we're just going to try to keep them alive because, frankly, that's all we can hope for at this point.
Keep them alive and have your mom take a nap.
And I will say, as much as I like things that were added in Growing Together, I do think it's a good pack. Something about the routing in this game with the infants, I don't know if it's Growing Together or just infants in general, but they get so, like, the Sims crying, I have to stop what I'm doing and go over there. Yeah. I have to do that immediately. And you're like, they're just crying because they're tired, but they're in the crib. Leave them alone.
I think it's just the infants because my Sims do that too. They will stop whatever it was they were doing to go check on the infant.
And so, like, I know at some point, like, we mentioned in the original one, spacing them out is better just to have, like, a teenager in the house at some point so there's a rotation. But I would say if you have Growing Together, I would avoid at all costs having multiple births. Did not go well. Like, maybe you're better at me than me. Lots of people are better than me at playing this game. I almost had a meltdown. It's why, and I was playing it on Twitch, and I was so happy I didn't have my camera on because I was like, no one needs to see me, like, losing it over this game.
Ripping her hair out.
Because I think those videos do not exist, but all the audio of it would be like, no, 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 stop, stop.
What? What?
Stop.
Why? Why?
You were doing it. Why did you stop doing it? That's it. That was me for 2 hours. Just like, no, just put her down, put her down, put her down.
And it's funny that, like, we're suggesting that because that's, like, always been, like, counterintuitive to the challenge from even back in Sims 2. It's like, have them as quick as possible. Knock them out. Multiple births.
Because that way there's less dads. But also with Sims 4, they are, they don't age when they're pregnant.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't think there's any benefit anymore to having multiple births. So I would avoid it if possible.
Yeah. Your mom will be fine. She'll live a long, long, long life.
She's like, also, I thought I was crazy. Did I put it in here? I didn't. I'm just going to put it as a little tidbit. I thought I was nuts because, like, I swear to God, these life stages are longer now. And they are. After the infant update, they added days to the life of Sims. Like, all of them got updated and elongated. And I was like, because this is so long. She's been alive a long time. It's because after infants, they, like, added days to, like, all of them. I was like, I'm not crazy.
That's why I thought something was weird. Like, I was playing in my first Speed Legacy game. I'm like, this is taking longer than I thought.
Yeah, it's like, this is Speed Legacy. Why are you taking so long?
My previous generations flew by. This is, like, dragging now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. But, like, I would not recommend, just because, like, the routing, she got stuck. She got stuck and wouldn't move because too many kids were crying and she didn't know what to do. No.
My overseer gave me a direction, but there's a child crying. There's a child crying.
And it would take so long for the game to, like, to try to do what it wanted to do that by the time it was done, everybody was hungry again. So it was, I was so grateful when toddlers came and I could just put out a plate of food and just,
they could feed themselves. They could get into bed.
Like,
keep themselves occupied.
I don't think none of those toddlers aged. I didn't do anything with those toddlers because I was like, go to sleep. Go just sleep. The toddlers.
Just be.
The medicines can. We'll just put out a plate of macaroni and they'll play with the toys and, like, we'll do what we have to do to get by.
It'll be fine. If you do have Growing Together, children cannot be aged up until they have an A in school and high confidence.
I've been ignoring this because I didn't realize it was a thing.
You can raise confidence by focus on maintaining the Sims' needs, which, have fun with that when you have a million kids in the house. Complete the aspiration and milestones. Complete school projects and homework and have positive interactions with other Sims. And then you can lower the confidence by ignoring the Sims' needs. Got that one.
Again, you're not dead. I don't know what else you want from me.
Yes. You are still alive. You'll be fine.
My goal is to get you to an adulthood and out of the house. I don't know why you're crying.
Yeah. Don't need anything else from you. You can also lower it by failure to complete aspirations and milestones. Another check on that one. Ignoring school projects and doing criticizing interactions.
Oh, well, how are they supposed to learn if we don't criticize them? Right? How am I supposed to? I need to give the kids trauma. That's what parents do.
Right? Generational trauma.
And, like, you can accidentally get the. I, like, realized, like, I didn't realize what was giving them high confidence and not high confidence. Because there is a focus on getting good grades, that means, like, completing schools and school projects happens because you need them to do well anyway. So that one, and, like, if you have them help others with projects, and the projects come with, I think the projects came with parenthood.
Yeah.
So, like, that comes into play. So that at least, I have been absolutely ignoring their aspirations and milestones because I don't care if you want to paint. And also, I'm not going to be able to read with you for 2 hours.
I know.
That's silly. What a silly thing. I can't get you to sit down.
Yeah. We sit down and then I need to go to the bathroom or I need to go check on something else. We don't have time.
Or I need to help someone go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So, like, confidence is one. Also, trying to find the confidence broken out it wasn't in a lot of places. I don't know if it's just because the pack is new or what, but I was like, where is the breakdown for the confidence thing?
Huh.
The Sims Wiki let me down. I assumed it would be there. It was not.
Rare fail from Sims Wiki.
I know. The amount that we use Sims Wiki, folks.
I know.
Also, if you have Growing Together, your matriarch may accept any trait change because in Growing Together, your Sims can decide they're no longer these traits. They're this trait over here. So anytime that happens, you can swap as when it's presented with. She may also allow or invite Sims as a stayover guest, but must encourage them to relax. She cannot encourage them to help out. She cannot accept a move-in offer from a stayover guest. Baby showers, family reunions, and sleepovers are allowed. I've yet to do a baby shower. I probably should do that. Because I need gifts.
You have plenty of babies.
And not one shower.
Shower for every baby.
All the babies. And if a specific pack feature is not referenced, that means it's allowed. Assume it's allowed.
Yep.
The creator of this, the rules we were using said, don't at me. It's allowed. Do what you want.
Yeah. It's basically, it's not like black and white, follow these rules or die or something like that. It's your game.
The Sims 2 one at some point, because it was just a post in Mod the Sims, and she's like, and if you don't do it, you failed. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, and now we're so just like, do what you want. Do whatever. What you want.
There's a million ways to play this game. Just do whatever.
It's your game. And one thing that was specifically not mentioned in any of the rules, because I think it was just added in as a patch feature, was science babies, which completely changes the game about
it really does.
Who's a dad.
Because
yeah. Anybody can be a dad. Because my Sim, once you have enough money, because it costs 1,200 simoleons to get a science baby. But my Sim was talking to a guy. He was just not into her because guess what? He's gay and was not changing his mind. Rude. So,
and he was married too. So
yeah, I was like this. But and it was like he was just not interested. Wasn't going to happen. And then we were like, science baby? And he was down for that. So we have his child. So, and it also means that any female-oriented Sim is also up for grabs.
Yeah.
Because
we've been trying to get Agnes.
We've been trying to get Agnes. She won't stay. They just leave sometimes. And you're like, oh, come back.
We have a very important question to ask you.
You don't need to be involved. We just need something from you. Something DNA-based.
Yeah.
And it's also, like, this will mean that your matriarch won't go through pregnancy, which means that she won't get that age thing that, like, she will age during the course, but she just leaves the lot as a rabbit hole and she comes back and there's a baby. But it also means she doesn't have to go through pregnancy.
Yeah,
nice.
I mean, that's a toss-up. Like, that's 3 less days that she'll be alive, but
so you've decreased her life by 3 Sim days.
But you got a baby immediately.
Yeah. And it just, there's so many more options, and I'm so sad we discovered this so far into the challenge, because a lot of my Sims are dead.
Yeah.
One of my child Sims died after they were out of the house, so it didn't matter. I think the firstborn won. Philippa? Yeah, Philippa.
Philippa.
My first child. She. It said that she died by falling off a mountain.
Poor Philippa.
Poor Philippa. And then she kept asking me to come back. And we're like, get out of here.
You're dead.
You're dead. Stop calling. They do stop by a lot, all the children. And you're like, please stop calling. Yeah. I can't. You're useless to this challenge.
Yeah. Unless you're actually, well, they can't, once they're out of their house, they can't help anymore.
Yeah. I will say, we did mention groups a little bit in the original episode. So making groups is super helpful. We mentioned it for the kids to like get their homework done and stuff. But I also found making a group for the daddies in waiting is also super helpful. And as much as the rule is you can't, I also broke this rule for a bit before I realized the dads can't help.
Yeah.
But the dads, prior to being a dad, can help. You can make a group and have the setup be your house and then just have all the activities be fixing things and cooking and cleaning. And that way they're just doing things in the house while you're sleeping. And it's, yeah, everything's fine. And what a completely normal way to meet men.
Exactly. I will have your child, but you need to clean my house.
Oh, everyone's here to clean. Great. Oh, I just gotta go to the bedroom real quick. Good night.
See you in an hour.
So that was something that I found very useful. And the toddlers, you can just make them talk to an adult and then be like, I need a bath.
Yeah.
Hello, stranger. I'm dirty.
I don't know who you are, but I need to go to the potty. Can you please take me?
You seem to be here a lot, and I need help. And my mom's asleep.
It's all perfectly safe. It's all good.
Everything's fine.
It's good.
There are, so some things like Realm of Magic is helpful because if your Sim's a spellcaster or you have spellcasting children, there's a spell for cleaning. So that's much quicker. So like that's a quick one. Cottage Living is also a quick one because I added chickens and farming and cows, which is another way to make income. I will give, if you're going to farm to make money, don't do what I did and not have a fence because people come over and just steal your shit.
Yep.
You're asleep and people come over and just take your flowers. And you're like, that's how I'm paying for my four children. What, you're rude.
Mm-hmm. Townies don't care.
They don't care. It's very rude. And nifty knitting is just another way to earn some income. And it's something like the kids can also pick up. You can like do that together as a bonding thing. And then you can sell their stuff. Get that
coin.
And Crystal Creations kind of changed the game a lot. Actually, yeah. Let's do Eco Lifestyle first. Because So Eco Lifestyle, dumpster diving. Just send your kids into a dumpster to find things. Great. And
sell it off or use it.
Yeah. You can do whatever. And then the neighborhood action plans, the NAPs, most of them are annoying. The free love one is not because everybody just flirts with everybody and you don't need to worry about jealous exes. It's the best.
Yep.
And then even your daddies will end up in relationships. It's great. We love to see it. We love love.
Love is amazing.
Do the free love NAP if you have Eco Lifestyle. It makes it so easy. Do not do sharing as caring. People will steal your shit. They'll just walk into your house, take your shit, and leave. And then, yeah, it's dumb.
Yeah.
I've never been so... what a stupid map.
Free love.
Free love. Do it. So Crystal Creations is the newest, to date this one, is the newest one. And oh my God, it helps so much.
Yep. Being able to charge those crystals adds so much. We got a list of all the gems that you can charge up and what they can do for you.
So like alabaster, so some of these are more helpful than others, but depending on what kind of sim your sims are, some of these might help. So alabaster, your angry, embarrassed, sad, and scared moodlets fade faster. That's nice.
Yay. Your emerald, career and school chance cards are more likely to succeed for you.
Orange topaz, sims will gain creative skills faster and are more likely to create masterpieces, will not get writer's block or will not burn out creative activities as fast. So if your sim is making money by writing, this is super important, or painting.
Or even like cross stitch or knitting, because they burn out fast on those too.
Yeah.
Peach, relationships with family members will increase faster and angry moodlets will fade faster.
This is great if you have... Also, the thing about the traits is you have to randomize all the traits. I use, what do I use? I use dice to roll, and I think you use a random number generator.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just end up with Sims who want to fight everything, and it gets into a whole thing with the other siblings. So if you having this on, just having a little ring on that makes you like get over it quick is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Ruby is embarrassed. Moodlets will fade much faster. Sims won't fail at romantic interactions and won't have awkward woohoo.
So that's good for your mothers and matriarchs.
Mm-hmm.
Amethyst, your Sims gain energy faster when sleeping and have a chance of waking up with an inspired lucid dream moodlet.
This is the one I've used the most. It's so nice because your pregnant Sim, instead of like really just passing out every 15 minutes, like can get a solid, because also I have the disco trait, so she can take disco naps with this. Like she can be fully charged very quickly.
Nice.
And it's so nice. Shinolite, Sims are more likely to give birth to twins or triplets. Listen, I avoided this like the plague. It was the first stupid rock my Sim found. I was so mad. I didn't want it. but if you don't believe me, if you're like the infants are easy, then yeah, go ahead. Twins and triplets it up. This yep. I will throw into a lake.
You can have all of Caitlin's Shinolite.
I hate it so much.
Simonite. Sims gain work or school performance faster and can complete homework faster. Sorry, your name was in the way.
I made like two of these for the teen. Like at some point, since this has come out, I've only had two teenagers at a time. So like they each get one of the school ones has worked out for me. Denala Quest? Don't know what that is. Sims fun motive won't decay and tense moodlets go away much faster. This is important because children can't wear gems, so this is really just for teenagers and mom. But for the teenagers who just like you need their fun up because you need them to do the homework,
yeah,
this is good. Also for the fun moodlet, the earbuds, take those free earbuds because they can listen to music and do homework.
Earbuds. We have praised the free earbuds.
I want the free earbuds. This has gotten so many of my Sims through college outside of this game. Like, because it's just like, yep, we're just working away and their fun mm-hmm. moodlet is really going.
I mean, that's relatable too. Just pop in your earbuds and go.
True.
Plumbite. Sims needs will increase slowly over time and they will make other Sims around them happy.
This could be useful when your Sim is pregnant because, let's face it, it does the opposite.
Yeah. So much.
Also, I don't know how we didn't mention this trash can in the first episode. It's wild to me, but this trash can's expensive. I think it's 1,200 simoleons. So the price of a baby. The nano touchless trash can, I think I praise it more than the baby. If it was a choice between saving one of the children in this game and saving this trash can, I would save the trash can.
Yep.
Because it's expensive, but the trash you put in there, you get simoleons back. And you get 10 simoleons for stuff you put in. The Sim stuff, but the stuff they put in there, not as much. So if you put a plate in there and there's three Sims, you get $30 because you get $10 for every simoleon in the house. So if you've got a full house, that's $80 per dirty plate, per dirty diaper. That's an $80 diaper. We love it so much.
It's amazing. It's honestly the only reason my family gets by in the current game I'm playing.
And you don't have to take it out because it eats the stuff. So, like, you never have to worry about that if you have one of the other, like, if you have, like, some of the weird lot traits.
Mm-hmm.
So, highly recommend. If you, like, for the price of a baby, this trash can.
Yes. It will far exceed, it'll pay itself off.
When I moved, that was the first thing I put in the inventory to be like, you're coming with us.
Yeah.
Nothing else matters, but you matter.
You matter. We could leave a baby behind at this old house. The trash can's coming with.
And we asked for some tips out there, and we got like three good ones. Actually, I'm going to argue with the first one. My Sims are on the internet, said one floor house, which I think has both pros. I think a multi-floor house has pros and cons because it's mainly the toddlers, but they also both a pro and a con, because if the toddler gets up there and you need them to come downstairs, you know what that toddler's doing for the next hour, which is getting down those stairs after they're
so yeah.
At least you're like, you're busy and I don't have to worry about you. Good. And you're occupied. That's the one benefit I find to like multi-tiered house is like,
you're doing something.
That.
Yeah.
You're going for food. Great. I'll check in you back in 2 hours. Fantastic. Yep.
Haley said fenced off toddler areas so you don't lose them.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good one.
Also, it might be cute to do, if you put it outside, you could use the cat and dog's door because toddlers can go through there. So if you really, which I think is so cute.
Yeah.
So if you have the cat and dog door, you can just send the toddler, like they can get through the play area so the other people won't.
That makes me think, I know he didn't like send it to me, but I know how he plays. Alex, the awful gamer, always has outdoor children. So fence off a little area for him.
Part of me liked when I was in Sulani because it was, they could always go outside and they wasn't like winter weather. Then immediately when I moved into to Newcrest, one of them almost died.
Oh,
so,
no.
Because it was winter time and they were island children. They didn't know what to
yeah.
do.
I've never seen snow before.
So I almost froze to death. And I was like, Jesus Christ, get inside.
In the house.
In work ahead, so Snack Daddy Sims said work ahead, work on donors 1 and 2 ahead of time. This kind of goes with our make a group for the dads. Like mm-hmm. you meet somebody you want to procreate with, put them in a group. They can come over and clean your house.
Yep.
They can fix things wrong with your home. They can cook meals.
And they're getting to know you, so it's that much easier.
They're in the home. They're meeting the family. And then as soon as they're part of the family, you kick them out. You never yep. talk to them again.
Goodbye.
What a day to be alive.
Yep. What is this game sometimes?
We did it. So
yay.
You've seen my struggle bus, but you also yes. don't have Growing Together. Would you try this?
I think I would try it. I definitely would hold off getting Growing Together at that point.
What do you mean?
Why? Now that I know all that goes into getting an infant to age up.
It is much, because I found it before not too bad. Like, because toddlers really are pretty self-sufficient because they can get up yeah. and walk immediately and they can grab food, which is really the biggest factor of, like, especially once we kicked out the high chairs of, like, you can just go grab food and then go sit down and eat, and that's great. So the infants really needing you on top of them is really hard, and I wish if the course correct of the routing also needs
yeah.
help. But I don't know if that'll ever be fixed.
Yeah.
So I don't
I know. Going from, because I don't think I've done a proper 100 baby challenge attempt since Sims 3. And you did have to be more on top of the toddlers in that one. So it is nice just to be able to set like the Sims 4 toddlers loose. Like, here's a tablet. Learn your skills. Grab your own food.
Talk to the nice bear because your brother keeps hitting him. Hug the bear.
Try to make the bear open its eyes.
Please open your eyes, sir.
We love you.
And I don't know, because I was doing the 100 Babies Challenge for this episode. Will I continue to play it? I don't know. I'm a little babied out.
If Caitlin streams, she might do something else now.
Instead of doing it, I wrote the script.
Yep.
Because I was like, I don't want to. I abandoned my speed legacy because I was like, they have 4 kids. I don't want to. This isn't the challenge that I wanted to do this on. I'm doing this over here. Mm-hmm. I should go back to them. It's not their fault that you're not having whatever they need to have to make me stop making them have kids. I can't remember now.
Tell me about it. My Twitch speed legacy has 5 kids. And I had to make sure that she was going to have a boy for that one. I was not going to have a 6th.
Is there anything from here that I didn't throw in?
Do you want to talk about occults?
Oh, occults. They're worth more than normal babies. Occults are worth 2 points, which I didn't know. And now I'm delighted because I had a pair of twins from What's-His-Face, from Lou Howell. I had a pair of twins, Henry the 4th and Henry the 5th, and one was a werewolf and one was not. The jewel that really helps like emotional stuff, I would have loved to have with him. I think
yeah.
he was just moving out when that landed. And I was like, this would have helped you so much because you are angry all the time because he got sensitive ears. That was a werewolf trait he had. And I was like, this is a very crowded home. I don't know what to tell you. And it's
you're
wintertime.
You're going
to
be upset. So yep.
He just slept outside a lot. So I was like, there's just noise everywhere because your mom likes to dance. So she needs music all the time. And there's kids crying. So he just was, he was going through it.
Mm-hmm.
He did not have high confidence. He was having a lot of emotional breakdowns.
Poor werewolf, Henry.
And also some of the alien kids did not look like they didn't seem alien. So I was kind of disappointed. I was like, I wanted you to be purple. But they all turned out normal looking.
No purple aliens.
Two aliens so far. Two aliens. What have I had? I've had two aliens, a werewolf, and a spellcaster. And I've been using House of Roses for my naming convention, which I'm running into trouble because everybody's named like Margaret.
Margaret or Henry or John.
There's a lot of Edwards. I was excited when I was like, oh, Edmund. Amazing.
You're different.
There's been two Edmunds. There's been an Eleanor. I was happy when there was a Humphrey. I was like, oh.
Something new.
Like, and I've had to, like, start sticking their, like, last names in there. So it's Owen Tudor.
Yeah.
Edmund of Lancaster.
Those Sims get kind of middle names.
Yeah. Lang. And there's not enough room, so they just get cut off.
Yep.
So maybe I'll make it to current, not current, because that's a long time ago. I'd have to play so many babies to make it to current. Maybe if I just make it to Henry the 7th in the Lancaster line, maybe then I'll stop. Because then, like, the War of the Roses is over. And so is the war on these babies.
The war on the babies.
So I think maybe that's where I'll stop, to be like, I did this family tree. I don't know anymore.
Yeah. Caitlin can at least say she attempted the 100 baby challenge.
I was really rocking it out when it was just toddlers because I had like a nice swing. Like I think I made the roomy home because that's nice and flat to go along with what my sim on the internet's for. The roomy house in Oasis Springs. That place is flat. It's got multiple bathrooms. It's got multiple rooms. There's a lot of outside space. So if there's really a house you want to build, I think that's where I'm achieving to go, is to get in there, because that's where eventually I was. Because there's lots of rooms. Everything's a big square. And, like, it's just a good spot. Like, certain places are better for temperaments. So, like, if you do want to be more outside, Sulani's great because you're get outside. Get out of here. Yeah.
Just throw them outside. Have those outdoor children.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I think that's it. If there's something... We've been going for so long. So many episodes. So many years.
Yeah.
The game's changed since we first did it. So, like, especially, like, the first half of our thing. If you're like, you guys should do this again, because this is very different than what you did before, let us know.
Yeah. We would love to revisit old topics.
If it's a challenge, it might take us a while, because we might have to play the challenge, which is what this was.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's just like, we should probably play it so we know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Which is why we have not done the Speed Legacy episode in 2+ years.
It's so speedy. So speedy of us.
Very speedy.
I'm on 8, but I functionally got stuck because there's so many kids. Where's my... Mm-hmm.
I know I'm in Generation 7 on my other computer. I should open that up and try to get through that one.
So the 100 babies challenge I was working on prior to the infants, I got to 39 kids grown up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And there were 5 kids working on. So I got pretty decently far.
Yeah.
Where is my legacy challenge notes?
I will say, if you do want to keep track of your 100 baby challenge family line or whatever, definitely check out Sims Legacy Hub, run by our good friends Alex and Pacific.
That's gotta be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I found it's literally, I folded a piece of notebook down so I could find it, and I said no. Yeah, I'm on 8 and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The ninth generation currently has 9, no, 1, 2, has 5 kids. Because I had a pair of twins and they're all boys, and I need, the rule for the speed legacy is you need one of each.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really like, this is killing me.
We'll get there and we will do an episode on it so you can hear more of our trials and tribulations.
For our 300th episode, we present.
Yes. The rate we're going, yes.
But that's 100 babies.
Yeah. If you've played 100 babies and you want to tell us about it, what you thought was helpful, or just any, like, oh my god, my sim would always do this or that or not do this, reach out to us. Let us know.
Talk me off the ledge.
Yeah. You can find us and get in touch with us. We're pretty much everywhere. We are PlumbobCast on Instagram and not really Twitter anymore, but we are definitely on Instagram and Threads and Hive and Blue Sky.
Blue Sky? What the hell is Blue Sky?
It's the one that the guy that started Twitter started a new website.
Oh, he's like, please.
But we're on there now. We are PlumbobCast on Reddit. We are Under the Plumbob Podcast on Facebook and Tumblr. You can also reach out to us through our website, which is plumbobcast.com. We have a contact form there. But you can also email us at undertheplumbobpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to support us in any way, we have some merch you can buy. It's really fun. I like it a lot. It's at bit.ly/plumbobmerch. And you can also join our Patreon and help us out. Patreon.com/plumbobcast. We have two tiers you can join. The Broke Newbie Family tier is $1, and that gives you access to our private Discord. You can chat with us, chat with other Simizens. We're a lot of fun in there.
We're doing a Oasis Springs redo right
now.
Yeah,
we are rebuilding Oasis Springs. So if you want to get involved with that, go ahead and join the Broke Newbie tier. We also have a Top Hat Money tier for $3 where you get the Discord access and then you get a bonus monthly episode, which is on any topic. Doesn't have to be Sims related.
We're just I want to talk about this. It's what I do when I need to info dump and then I just go away.
If you want to hear Caitlin talk about the War of the Roses, there's a bonus episode for that.
It's like, I learned this and the information is leaving my brain, so I need to put it down for prosperity.
Yes.
Couldn't tell you anything what I said in that episode anymore. That was
But that episode exists on that tier. Basically, what helps us the most, though, is subscribing, rating, and reviewing wherever you're listening to us. We are on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, not Stitcher. Stitcher's gone.
Stitcher, RIP.
Yep. TuneIn, Spotify, YouTube Music, Pandora. Anywhere you're listening to a podcast, I guarantee we are there. Or we can be. Just let us know.
We got a review from someone named Blue Side Wings, Woo-hoo! And they said we're fun, informative, and hilarious. Yay! They said, if you love The Sims, this podcast is for you. The hosts cover a wide range of Sims topics, so you'll get everything from nostalgia for the lore of Sims 2 to the gameplay tips and mod reviews for The Sims 4. The hosts are lovely and will always make me smile and laugh. They do a great job at putting together a thoughtful, fun, and honest podcast about The Sims. Thank you, Blue Side Wings.
Yay! Thank you. If you want us to read your review, go ahead and leave us a review. We'll do that.
We will find it.
Yes.
Eventually.
Thanks to our wonderful writing and research team, which was mainly Caitlin. Yeah.
Did it. My sweat and tears.
Yep.
Mainly tears for this one.
Mm-hmm. And we used, in this episode, we used Mod the Sims and snarkysims.wordpress.com. We will have the links in the description.
Yeah, because Mod the Sims were where both the original two challenges were posted.
Mm-hmm.
It was wild to see 2010 on something.
Like, that you're was like, oh. So long ago.
You're like, oh god, that's right, isn't it?
It has been a whole while.
And that's it.
Yeah. And if you want to if you want to watch us goof around in The Sims and have meltdowns over what our Sims are doing, Caitlin and I both stream on Twitch. Mm-hmm. I am strudel_doodle.
And I am how I spell it, because I don't spell well, so that's how I spell it.
Yep. So yeah, that's it. Save your game, drink some water.
Deep breaths, write in your journal, yes. Go for a jog.
Yeah, clear your mind. Do some yoga. That's another good one.
Oh yeah, the yoga is also good for Bill. Don't punch the stuffed animal. It did nothing to you.
No.
It doesn't deserve it.
Just give it a hug, please. For us.
It opens its eyes because our sins aren't doing it.
No. Do it for us, please.
Do it for us.
Yep, but we're going to go back to the real world now. So,
bye.